The former West Side Pavilion on Pico Boulevard is located about 2 miles from the main UCLA Westwood campus. It's a 700,000-square-foot property, and the university acquired it for $700 million, with the state chipping in about $500 million of that, and the rest of the costs covered through private donations. The campus will feature an immunology and immunotherapy component that UCLA microbiology, immunology, and molecular genetics professor Owen Witte called a hub for cutting-edge research.
The understanding of biological systems is like solving a complex jigsaw puzzle. Most of the time we have a few pieces in place, can't yet see where the remaining pieces should be placed. The Institute will bring together teams of physicians, scientists, researchers, and trainees using the most advanced technologies to collaboratively focus their efforts to solve such puzzles and translate this knowledge to treat disease. These advances result in key intellectual property, new biotech companies that can be incubated on site, a critical feature, and eventually great benefit to patients worldwide.
The old shopping mall will be reimagined as the UCLA Research Park, which will house the California Institute for Immunology and Immunotherapy at UCLA and the UCLA Center for Quantum Science and Engineering, as well as programs across the disciplines. The UCLA Center for Quantum Science and Engineering will research emerging fields like quantum computing and communication. Governor Gavin Newsom said the new research park is just another example of California leading the way in science and technology.
We love to say about our state, the state of California, the future happens here first. We're America's coming attraction. State that I love to say of dreamers, of doers, emphasis doers, entrepreneurs, innovators, long priding ourselves on being on the leading and cutting edge of new ideas. And that's the spirit, that's the zeitgeist, I think, that meets this moment.
UCLA officials say the research center should be up and running in about 40 months. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.